Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Yud Beis, and we're holding at the very top, first word on the line of Yud Beis Omed Aleph. And the Gemara is continuing to talk about the inyan of the Shem and HaMishcha. And if you remember yesterday, around 10 lines from the bottom of the Omed, the Gemara told us that Yoshio HaMelech had three sons, even though the Pasuk talks about four sons, but three and four, Tzidkiyo and Shalom, were the same. The Bechor, in the case of Yoshio's sons, was Yehoyakim. The Pasuk refers to Yoichanan or Yehoyachaz as being the Bechor. But the Gemara told us it doesn't really mean Bechor. It means that he was the first to be the king. And because the younger brother became the king before the older brother, the Gemara said they were Moishech, they used the Shem and HaMishcha on Yehoyachaz to strengthen, to verify, to certify, authenticate that he is going to be the new king before his older brother. This all happened in the times of Yoshio HaMelech. They were Moishech, Yehoyachaz, with the Shem and HaMishcha. Frank the Gemara, Umihav Shem and HaMishcha. The Shem and HaMishcha no longer was present, was no longer disclosed or revealed at the time of Yoshio's son, Yehoyachaz. How do I know? Because what time we learned in the Braisa, Misha Nignaz, Oroin Nignaz, Shem and HaMishcha. At the same time that the Oroin was Nignaz, was put away and hidden away, the Shem and HaMishcha was hidden away. And the Tzenes Amon, and the Makle Shel Aharon, Shkodeh Ufrochel, the Makle of Aharon, which had sprouted all the Shkedim and Brochim, like you have in the Torah, and the Argish Shulchan Plishtim during the Yisrael, when the Aron was returned to Klal Yisrael, the Plishtim, to try to appease the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who had caused so much damage to Dagon, as well as to all of the various towns where the Aron HaKodesh, Hatzach Yevalgert, was wandering for a number of years, the Plishtim sent back a present to Klal Yisrael together with the Aron. Anyway, all of these things were Nignazu at the time of the Aron Shinema. So the Shinema is really going on the last item, that's the Arga Shesholcho Plishtim. It says in the Pasuk, there's Klei Hazov, Asher Yishavoysim Loi, Oshem Tasimu Bi Argas Mitzidoi V'shalach Demoyisei V'holach, that those presents that made out of gold that had been sent by the Plishtim, those should be placed inside the Argas, inside the box, and the box should be put next to the Mitzidoi, next to the Aron HaKodesh. And therefore, when the Aron HaKodesh was Nignaz, they went and they were goinis that Argas as well. Says Yimar Umi Gnosai, who's the one that was going as the Aron HaKodesh and those other items? It was Yoshio Melech Yehuda Gonzai. Shiroa Shekosim B'Torah, it says in the Pasuk, Yoylech Hashem Oyscha V'yes Malkecha. And the Pasuk continues on, the beautiful Gemara that Abdullah gave us, which will no longer be used in another few days, because we're soon going to have the new beautiful new Gemaras that Abdullah is going to sponsor and donate from Masechta Zevachim. So what does it say in the Pasuk? Yoylech Hashem. Yoylech Hashem Oyscha V'yes Malkecha Asher Tokim Olecha. This is number 2 in the Torah Ora Sholem. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Moylech Oyscha V'yes Malkecha. That means Klal Yisrael is going to go into Golus. They're going to be Yoylech Hashem. Hashem is going to lead them. Asher Tokim Olecha El Goy to a nation Asher Lo Yadat Ata Boisecha Yevadet Hashem Olehim Achirim Eitz Va'Ovet. So Yoshio HaMelech is referring to this pasuk, which is in the Toichacha towards the end of Dvarim, and he sensed that these days are Nebuch upon us, and therefore what did Yoshio HaMelech say? I'm afraid we're all going to go into Golus, and if the clay Habis Migdish are also going to Golus, they're never going to be returned. And therefore, Tziva Uganazim, he gave out a befail, he gave out a command that they should all be hidden. Shinema, like it says in the Pasuk, V'yem l'alvim ha'mivim l'chol Yisrael ha'kdoishim l'ashem, Tenuas aron ha'kodesh v'bayis ha'shebon ha'shloima ben David melech Yisrael, Ein lechem masa v'koseif, ato ivduas ha'shem l'keichem v'yes amu Yisrael. What this Pasuk says is that Yoshio HaMelech gave out a proclamation, a command to the Levim that were in charge, and he said, go and take the Aron HaKodesh and put it into the bayis that Shlomo HaMelech built. Now literally that would mean, you know, put it into the Beis HaMikdash. But of course Aron HaKodesh was always in the Beis HaMikdash. So what does it mean he put him into the Beis HaMikdash? He meant to say that it should be hidden beneath the Beis HaMikdash somewhere, and from now on, Ein Lechem Masa Bekosef. You're not going to go and carry it back. Rashi explains that Yeshua HaMelech was explaining to everybody, I don't understand, we should take the Aron HaKodesh, we should go and hide it. He says, yes, because unfortunately the days are imminent when we're all going to be taken into Golus, and what's going to happen is, you, the Levium, you're going to go and carry the Aron into Golus, but you're not going to carry it back from the Golus, because the Goyim are going to keep it, and they're not going to return it. So therefore, that's the Lashon of Ein Lecha, Ein Lechem Masa Bekosef. You're not going to have the ability to be able to go and carry it back on your shoulders. And therefore, hide it. What are you going to do from now on? If this is Shemakech, Vassam Yisrael, continue to go and serve Hashem. Anyway, so this tells us about the Aron, about the Argos we already had, because the Argos was the one that was Mitzidoi, so that was also hidden. But how do I know that they also hid at that same time the Shemana Mishcha, the Tzenes Amon, and Makli Shel Haron? Says Yimar V'Yomer Blaza, As Yisham, Sham, As Yimishmeres, Mishmeres, As Yadoyroi, Doyrois. So what are these three drushes? Sham, Sham, Mishmeres, Mishmeres, Doyrois, Doyrois. So Rashi tells us, if you look at the Rashi, that's seven lines from the top. As Yisham, Sham, Dechsib Ba'orayim. Says, by the Omer, Yadat Al Lecha, Sham, Dibarati Itcha Me'ala Kapayus. Uksib, Vinyadati, Sham, Malivna Yisrael. Uksib, Vitzitzenes Haman, Vesen, Sham, Malayu, Omer, Man. Ah. So although the Gemara says Shom Shom, it's really more Shama Shama. And the Yati Shom Levnei Yisrael, they said Shom Levnei Oimer Man, Ma Oren Nignas, just like the Oren was Nignas, because of this Pasuk, Yoylech HaShem Oyscha, and because Yeshua HaMelech said, Tenu Es Aroin HaKoydish Babayis. So therefore we know the Aroin, Shama Shama tells us, the same thing applies to the Senes Amon, which is also called the Sen Shama. That's Shom Shom. As you do this, because it says again by the Senes Amon, V'hanach Oysoy Lefnei HaShem, Lemishmeres Ledoi Roy Seichem, Al Doidus. And by the Shemen and Mishcha, it says, the pasuk that we quoted yesterday a few times in the Gemara, Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh Yezeh, remember Zeh's, the Gematria 12 Lugin, Li Le Doiroi Seichem. So here it says, Le Mishmeres Le Doiroi Seichem, and here it says, Zeh Li Le Doiroi Seichem, Mat Tedis Amon Nignas, Av Shemen and Mishcha, Nignas. Now how do I know about the Makosh of Har, next Rashi, Mishmeres Meresh, Tichsev Tzitzenes Amon, Dehavi Nignas, Mishmeres and Doiri Sechel, we just had that Pasuk on Mishmeres, Uksiv HaMakosh of Har, Mishmeres, Li Ois Libnei Meri, therefore Mat Tzitzenes Amon Nignas, Av Makosh of Har, Nignas, bottom line from these three drushes, Sham Sham, Mishmeres, Mishmeres, Doiri Seiris, I see that everything was Nignas, everything meaning not only the Oren and the Argos, but also Shemana Mishcha, Tzitzenes Amon, Umakle Shel Ahar. That being the case, we are now back to square one. Square one is, we started the Gemara yesterday, well, we started the Gemara today, by referring to the Gemara of yesterday. That Yoshio's sons had a bit of a quarrel, who should be the new Melech? Yoyochaz became the new Melech, and they especially were Moshech and Meshem and Mishcha. How could they? There was no Shem and Mishcha left. Yoshio, the father of these sons, had already been Gonazit years before. So, what did they use to be Moshech? Says, you want Papa be they didn't use the bona fide Shemana Mishcha, they used a substitute, a replacement of the Buldzim oil. That's what they used to go and be Moshechim. Symbolically, he didn't have the Shemana Mishcha, so they used a Farsim Adachia, and you remember the Gemara also made reference to it yesterday. Okay, turn about. Now we're talking about the actual Mashiach itself. How was it done? Zok the Brayis, the Ketzer Moshech Nes HaMelachim, Kimin Nezer. Nezer means like a crown. What does it mean like a crown? So if you look at Rashi, which is about two lines higher than our Gemara, the Hodlei Hudroni Be'etzba'osei Keklila. They would take the finger and they would make like a circle with that Shemen on his head. We'll see shortly the eyes, the head, Baltimazei. Anyway, it did in such a circular fashion, so therefore it was similar to putting a crown on the head. V'yesa kahanim, says the Gemara, kimin ki. What says kimin ki? My kimin ki? So to Gemara, Omer b'nashe bar, God the kimin kaf yivani. The word ki is like Rosh Tevis, the word kaf yivani. Yivani means a Greek letter like a chof. Exactly what is that chof? What does that mean? So you have over here a Rashi, and Rashi says kozeh, and our Gemara says there's a lamed over there. That lamed takes us to the side, and Rashi, or he even takes out the, is it lamed or a resh?
Resh,
I'm sorry. So if you, in the old Gemaras, there's a picture that looks similar to a ches, in the new publishers, they took it out altogether. You have to ask Reb David why they took it out. But the Rashi in Chumash describes it like being along the chof, like an endechof. And the chof is, you know, at the end of a word. If you have an endechof, you have a line on top, and then you have a long line coming down. Why does it look like an endechof? If you look at Rashi, kamin kaf yivani. Rashi says, "Shemaschel imshoich beitzboi bein risa einav." They first start the meshicha between the eyelids to the eyebrows. Umoishach beitzboi al roish, and then he goes upwards with the smearing of the oil, and he goes towards the head. V'hoylech ad shebagil oirif kikaf yivani kaze. It goes all the way to the back of the head, back to where you put the tzvil. So therefore, it's like a langer chof that you have a long, long, long line on one side, but it starts off with a shtickle on top between the risei enav. So therefore, if you go risei enav, you go up, just like an upside down, if you will, langer chof. That's how Rashi explains it. The Chumash, the notice the Reish tells us that the Rambam has a different pshat altogether. The Rambam says that it looked like an X. You even have that Reish. You have that picture here. Anyway, regardless of whatever it looks like, but that's the way they made it, the kaf yivani, for purposes of the malach. I'm sorry, for the purpose of the kahan. Tani chod. So now we have a machloikis to two brises. One brise said that chila moitzkin shemen al roish v'yakach noisim l'shem v'min risein. At first they went and poured shemen on the head, and then after that they smeared shemen between the risein of, like Rashi just said, now between the eyes. And then they moved upwards. Tanya chritzi betchila moysen loyshem and ben risa ena. First they put the shem in between the eyes. The yaka moysen loyshem and al roish. And then afterwards they went and poured shemen on his head. And remember, they did this constantly by the kahanim and the malochim, and they did this for many generations. And still, all 12 lugin magically are still intact. We haven't lost any of the original 12 lugin of Moshe Rabbeinu from the times that Moshe made the Shemen HaMishcha.
Is this last braisa talking about the Malachim and the Kohanim, or just the Machlokas, just in how they were to be Moshech the Kohanim?
Doesn't say in the braisa what it was referring to.
It feels like it's just commenting on how, because with the Kinyan Ezer is on the Malachim, and now we're talking about the Kohanim as the Riseh Einav, etc., etc.
That was the before. But now we saw the Tani Chodo.
Oh, it's not good there. I was doing it.
You do see the Ches? Oh, Baruch Hashem.
The Ches, which was taken away.
Yeah, that's Reb David's Gemuras. Reb David. The Alti Gemuras have it showing like a Ches. However, yeah, because that always means that there's a picture. They took the picture out. I'm sorry, it's not my fault. Talk to Reb David. Our school does have it. See, the art school does have that. See that? Can you imagine? It's unbelievable. It's certainly not your fault, Reb David. We don't ascribe to you any responsibility. So, getting back to Barry's question, Barry is pointing out that these brises are referring to the Risei Einav, so therefore it sounds like we're talking about the Kahanim and not talking about the Malachim. So by the Kahanim it says Metzika and Ulta Ezechas Baruch Hashem. Reb David, you bought that Gemara too? Okay, for the official record, Reb David bought two different types of Gemaras, both of them beautiful in every respect. Some have the Tzur of the Ches, some do not have the Tzur of the Ches. But in both cases, Maseres Hashas says that tzura is mishubeshes, that the tzura is incorrect. And that's the reason why it was taken out by those Gemaras in which it was taken out. The reason why they left it is because otherwise it doesn't make sense to say tzura is mishubeshes, there's no tzura whatsoever. Anyway, it is what it is. Back to the Gemara. Gemara said in the two braises, one braise says Yitzika came first, the Risei Einav came second, the second one says Risei Einav came first, and the Metzika came second. So doesn't it sound like a stira? It's more tonight, it's a machlokes tonight. Ikriya Meshicha Adifa, Ikriya Meshicha Adifa. One man, the Yama holds that the Meshicha is the important one. Meshicha means the smearing. The other one says that the pouring, that is the essence. So therefore, the one that holds that the pouring is most important, that goes first. The one that holds the Meshicha holds that the Meshicha goes first. Therefore, it's a machlokes tonight. Ikriya Meshicha Adifa, Ikriya Meshicha Adifa. My time, the man, the Yama Yitzika Adifa. What's the basis of his halacha? The Chassid says, what? But Yitzik, so it says Yitzika first, and it says Meshicha second. The one who holds Meshicha is first, my time, because she came out to Moitze, it's a cliche artist. By the klisharis, there was no yitzik al roishay. That's the mishtuk al roish from the klisharis. So there was only mashicha, and therefore the simon of mashicha is the ikar and not the yitzik. What does he do with the badrak siv? Yitzik b'sayif v'yipshach. Zachmash v'yitzik comes first. You know why they did a Yitzikah? Mishum Divi Yimshach, because of the pre-existing Mashiach. So although the Pasuk says V'Yitzik and then V'Yimshach, you should read and understand the Pasuk as if it said that the Mashiach came first and the Yitzik came second. Joking more about it. Turn about.
Yitzok is a pouring, Mashiach is a smearing. How could you have the smearing without the pouring?
You're going to put your finger inside the shaman, and then you're going to
under the shaman.
Exactly right. If you look at the Rashi on this word, Rashi, it's a one word Rashi, Vesuk Rashi. Ma tam v'yitzik mishim v'yimshach kvar. Could see with Moshech already before. After that, he was Yitzik. Tanurban. So Gemara tells us a fascinating story. Many of us know these stories from when we were still Chedi Yinglach. I think somebody's probably going to say the Jewish press had this in somewhere or other in the tales of the Midrash, what have you. Tanaban, Kishemana Toiv, Al Roish, Yorid Al Zokin Zakan Aharn. Zok the Gemara, Vusid the Shemen that was Yorid Al Zokin Aharn, Kimin Shnei, Tipe Margulius, Hoyu Tuluyois, Li Aroin Bizakonoi. Aaron on his beard had two drops, which appeared to be pearl drops. In other words, they were shining like pearls, two drops on his beard. The assumption is that these drops that we're talking about are drops of the Shemen HaMishcha. So it says, Yimar Amra Papa, Tana, we learned, Kishahu Misapin. Rashi learns Misapin means when he used to speak, when Aharon HaKohen spoke, Oilis V'yoshvis Loi Be'ikiz Kone. So then the two drops would go, miraculously go uphill, all the way to his chin, from which the zokin, from which the beard was protruding. So you learned Rashi talking about when he was talking. If you look at Rashi on the right hand side, Shumisapik Shay Midaber Imachairim. When he spoke, Oivus Vyoshvis Beikris Konai, at the outset, the root of the beard, Kadesh Loy Implant, they shouldn't fall down. I guess he spoke in somewhat of a very energetic way, and there was a concern that if he'd be so energetic in his speech, then maybe the drops would spill off. So therefore, they would go up to the chin so that it should be in safe territory. And the Mepharshim would ask, if that's the case, why don't you say that when Aharon was walking quickly, or when he was running, or doing anything else in an energetic fashion, that also the two drops had to come up so that they shouldn't fall off? So perhaps because of that, the Tosfos HaRosh and others learned that the word Misaper is not referring to talking, but it's referring to Mistaper, when he was getting a beard trim. Well, he didn't get a shave. He was tripping. Exactly. So now if the drops were in the bottom and you're tripping, guess what happened?
It cut off.
And then it went up. So Toys R Us says it's not, I didn't make it up. See, over here, Toys R Us, it's about 10 lines before the white lines down below. Kishum Esaper, Ezekonoi. What's the Aleph? Chim Peter Shashu, Krisis. Yeah. Ezekonoi, Oilus, Vyoshu, Ikris, Konoi, Vinidbokim, Babasin, Shain Shom Seyah. It would go and move up, because over there was no hair, so you don't have to worry about that the barber or the cutter would go and touch those drops. They would be Ola when he had his haircut. And right, you notice the Aleph tells us that Rashi increases, says the exact same pshat, in the Lishnachrin. Rashi there has two pshatim. Pshat number one is Mesaper talking. Pshat number two is getting a haircut, or in this case, a beard trim.
It makes more sense because it was miraculous that they stayed on. Why would they fall off when he was talking?
So you like the second pshat?
Very much.
Okay, so good. That's why the Tzai Zerosh and Lish Nachran of Rashi has that pshat. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara Vayter. Okay. So says, Moshe was nervous. He was concerned. Oh, Hashem Achas Hashem Ma'alti B'Shem HaMishcha. Maybe I was Moil B'Shem HaMishcha. Now, how was he Moil B'Shem HaMishcha? So Rashi says over here, Ma'alti, Rashi is not 100% clear, but the way they learn pshat in the Rashi is, Shem Chas Hashem Ma'alti, three lines in the bottom, Shenagati Boy Kishel Bashtif. Maybe when I was putting the initial clothes in Aharon, at the time of the installation of Aharon HaKohen, I put on his various clothing, maybe I by accident touched a couple of those drops on the beard, and therefore those may have now come on me, and I've been Nagea in the Shemen HaMishcha, and I've been Moil with Shemen HaMishcha, so maybe that's the problem. As these are the mashmoyes in the Rashi. Others are what they say, the pshat is ma'al to b'shemen ha-mishcha, that if I would have done a good job, then the shemen would have remained on the head and on the Risa Yanayim, and they wouldn't have spilled down to the beard. They're not supposed to be on the beard. They're supposed to be on top and on the Yanayim. So maybe I did not do a good job. I poured too much, or I was careless in my pouring. And that's what he was nervous about in Malta B'Shemen and Mishka. Yotze Basko V'Yomra, Kishemen HaToiv, and the next passage says, Ketal Chermoin. Matal Chermoin ain't but Me'ila, just like the Tal, the dew of Chermoin, let's say mountains of Chermoin. Ain't but Me'ila, Avshemen HaMishcha, Shemizok and Aaron, ain't but Me'ila, you don't have to worry. So this is Moshe Bein. V'dayin hoya Aaron doik, Aaron HaKoyin was noivis, Am Hashem HaMoshe Loi Mo'al, Av Ani Mo'al, maybe I am Mo'al. Every time I'm walking around with this, Rashi says, Shemen Nofel Olay Men HaShemen, B'mokim Shein Roy LeMashicha, U'ma'alti. Rashi, the right inside. In other words, what he's saying is, maybe I was not careful. If I would have been careful, then the drops would not have dripped onto my beard, and therefore I wasn't careful. So maybe I was mild in the Shemen HaMishcha. Zokti Yomar, and you have nothing to worry about. Yes, the Basko V'Yomar Loi. You also not moil, nothing to be concerned. So now from here, for the next few lines, the Gemara is going to tell us about Simna Tova, that there are certain things that we do because it has a Simna Toiv. The most classic example that everybody is familiar with is when it comes Rosh Hashanah, that we eat the various Simanim that we eat on the first night, first and second nights of Rosh Hashanah. We eat the various things, we make the Hirat sign, etc. And the Gemara is going to refer to all of those in Miyat Hashem. What you're looking for, Simia, you're upset about something, I see you're concerned.
Is this also a sign for Tashlech? We go Tashlech because by our
that's a nice thing, but the Gemara doesn't mention it. Okay, so it's Tana Rabban. So Shaykh Tana Gemara. Ein Moishchen es HaMalach Malal HaMayim. Kedesh Timshech Malchusam. When they did the Mashiach of the Malachim, they made sure to do it next to a Ma'ayon. Ma'ayon means a spring. And the springs typically didn't dry up. They just kept on flowing forever and ever and ever. Mashenkin, a river, although river flows, it can go and dry up after a while. That's why you have dry beds in rivers. Yeah. Rav Simcha, can I help you? Because I see this consternation written all over your face.
Yes.
What is the problem? Yep. Okay. So, Ein Moishchem Lal HaMayin, next to an ever-flowing Mayan spring, Kedeshitim Shemachusam, just like the Mayan just keeps on flowing, his Malchus should also keep on flowing. In other words, it shouldn't stop abruptly. Shema. David HaMelech is saying to his servant, go and take down Shlomo HaMelech and do the Mashiach on Shlomo HaMelech. Why do they have to be Moshe Shlomo HaMelech? After all, he was Ben Melech Ben Melech. See, Mordechai said yesterday because of Adoniyah. Adoniyah was saying that I'm going to be the new king, so he suggested go and do a Mashiach to go and stem a potential rift and machlokes. But he said, take him down to Gichon. Gichon was like a Mayan that was ever flowing, and therefore that would be a good simon shetim shech machusa. Amar Rav Yami, ha'iman de boy leida imasik shosei iloi. If a person wants to know whether he will live through the next year, miyat Hashem, in other words, he wants to know about his longevity. He doesn't want to know about 120. Do I have at least one more year? So if you want to have a simon toiv as ashtikos skula, how do you know masik shosei iloi? Nitli shiraga basori yom debein Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim. During the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, go and light a candle, the beisa d'loinosh of zika, in a room in a house where there is no draft, and see at the end imoshech nohoire neida the masik shase. If the light is moshech, v'sais moshech, Rashi says that it uses up all of the fuel. We are all familiar, of course, from Hanukkah and sometimes from Shabbos, that you go and light the candles, and abruptly it stops in the middle, and for some reason, it doesn't go all the way to the bottom. It just leaves the shemen on the bottom, and we don't know why, and everything. And you fidget with the wick, and you pull it up, and you put it down, and the hina, of course, not in Shabbos, but on Hanukkah. How about it? And so, says Agmari Moshech Nohoyer over here, if all the shemen is used up, you see, if you see the Rashi on the left-hand side, on the second line from the top, Moshech Nohoyer, should doidik kol zman sheshemen b'soich, as long as the shemen is there, it's doidik the whole time. It should mash me that you used up the entire shemen. Moshech Nohoyer, neida de masik shasin. Then you know, oh, just like all the shemen burned out, that means you're going to have longevity at least for the entire year. Uman de boy lemebat the iska. A person wants to go into a brand new business investment. To boy lemeida e mitzlach. He wants to know whether he'll be successful. Lirbi tana gol. What he can do is he can go and buy a tana gol and lirbi. Lirbi means otzah hadavin, to let it grow. E shaman v'shapir. If you see that the tanagol prospers, that it gets heavier and heavier, and looks better and better and brighter, and then taka brighter, bright also in the sense of Yiddish, brighter means that it gets heavier and gets wider. Oh, then you know matzlich, it'll be matzlich. Ha'iman de boile meik ve'di orcha, when the person wants to go out on a journey, boile meik di chaza v'yos lebeis, he wants to know if he's going to come home safe and sound. Eloi, what should he do? Nekem the base of the chavra. The chavra sounds like of his chaver. However, Rashi says it means choshuch. See, Rashi says, where's Rashi? Third line from the top, base of the chavra, bayis choshuch. That the bayis is all dark. Now, what does chavra have to do with dark? So, therefore, you have there's a Zion over here, the Mserus Hashas, and Zion says that there's in fact another gear, so the havra. And havra means choshuch. And he brings a raya from the Orach. Anyway, so Masa, don't be good, it's based at the Havra, but based at the Havra. Havra means in a dark house. But it's not totally dark, because the Gemara says when he goes in that dark house, he should see Ichazi Bevua de Bevua, Leyudu de Hodu Ba'asi Lebesa. Says the Gemara, if he sees the shadow of a shadow. The shadow of a shadow, we have this a number of times. Yeah, we have had it in the past. But Bevua de Bevua means, for instance, explains Rashi, if a person walks when it's sunny outside, so you have the first principal shadow on the ground, and then you see the shadow of the shadow on the ground. So if you can see that second shadow of the shadow, if you don't see it, you don't see it around midday, but you see it when later on in the day, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, when it starts getting, the sun starts going down, so then you can see this double shadow. If you've never seen it before, try it out a few times and see if you can and report back and see. Anyway, so if the person go and see a shadow of a shadow, it's a sign that he will be returning. Because it's not only the initial shadow, but also the second shadow. So if the person had the shadow of a doubt, if he'd be returning, hey, he sees the shadow of a shadow, he knows, with beyond the shadow of a doubt, he'll be home in Mietz Shah. However, and if he doesn't see it, he's got to be nervous. But says the Gemara V'la Milzi, the truth of the matter is, don't try this out, this final simon which we just had now, because maybe as a result, he might not be able to identify the shadow of his shadow. And then he's going to say, oy, vavoy, that means I'm not going to come back. He's going to have agnes nefesh and chalisha sadas. He'll go into depression. As a result, chas v'shalom, that could cause a turning for misfortune in his mazel. And then, even though he should have come back, because there was a bavur, the bavur that he was not able to discern, but he would have come back normally, but as a result of this chalisha sadas, chas v'shalom, isra mazel, and he might not come back after all. Now that we see from these gemaras that there is a psaz inyan and asimin, one should be careful to go and the lashon gemaras lemechse to see bereishata, that we don't normally see it, we normally eat it, and that's why the yud of the Maseiros Hashas says over here we should go and change it from lemechse to lemechel. But nevertheless, he brings from the orach that he does have the girsa lemechse after all. Anyway, la'olam yehirogel either lemechse to see or to eat bereishata on Rosh Hashanah. Kara veruvia, karasi vesilka vetamri, as everybody has that meaning today, and we say the various hirot signs when we eat it, that everything should go well. Amalehu Rabsharshe lebrei lebnei. He said to Rabsharshe, says to his son, ki ba'isu lemeil umigmri kamei rabaychu. So this is not some of the first part of it is not a simon, but rather he's giving him practical good advice. He says, if you want to get the maximum from your Rebbe's shir, you know what you should do. Garsu masnisa, first go and review the materials. And then we overcome the Rebbeich, and then go into in front of your Rebbe. Just like all of us by the Daf Yomi, that everybody goes and reviews the materials first, and then they come to the shir. Then you'll get the maximum from the shir. Chiyasvisa kamei. And when you're there, and you're sitting in front of the Rebbe, chazul lepumi, always look at his mouth. Why? Always look directly at him, so therefore you'll be able to concentrate and get out the full pshat and the full understanding. Ah, so now this part is already the siman toif, v'garsiso, and when you're learning, garsu al nahara demaya. And you should go and try to learn next to a flowing river, just like the water is flowing in the river. Just like the water flows, then your shmaitis, that means your Torah will also flow. So it's not going to end, you're constantly ever flowing. And you should sit akilkali demosim achasya. The word kilkala, if you remember, we had back in the Sechus of Reina Zara, where the Gemara said over there that if you have a goy that has your yayin in his house or in his room, then you have to be noivis that the goy shouldn't go and switch it, or shouldn't go be menasachid, or shouldn't open up the seal. So it said over there that if the opening of the door is opposite a kilkali, kilkali means the garbage dump. There the Gemara was talking about the people are constantly standing on the garbage dump or roaming around the garbage dump, so people will look into his house to see that he's not tampering with the wine. Here too, the Gemara is saying in a very emphatic way, in a very dramatic way, you should rather move to Mos Mechasya and live there in the garbage dumps, like in the slum areas, the low-class areas, for like Tivu, rather than going and moving to Babadis and living in a padni in a palace. Why is it better to live in the slums of Muslim Chassia rather than living in the rich areas of the mansions and the palaces of Pumbedisa? Says Rashi, because Muslim Chassia, they had a tarbis yofa hoyebehem. They had a good culture, a good nature about them. They were Tamid Chachamim, and they were people with good midas. At Pumbedisa, they had the tarbis ma'ayi gokach. They had people who were not such nice guys, and therefore rather live among the nice, refined, edel, fine Tamid Chachamim, Masa Machasya, rather than living among the bad guys in Pumbedisa. Now Rashi doesn't explain what the badness is. Rashi is being very gentle. They have a tarbis ma'aliya. They didn't have a good nature, a good culture about them. So Rashi is similar to the Gemara that we had before, that the Tzira spoke more nicely than the Bechira, because she said Ben Ami rather than saying Moyova Sichanot. But as Reb David, who has now returned from Reb David Reis, as opposed to Dr. Reb David Diamond, Reb David Reis, who has returned to us after being away for so many weeks, points out that other Gemaras we had back in Avodah Zarah not long ago in Daf Ayin, and the Gemara in Chulin tells us that in Pabadisa, unfortunately, there were a lot of Ganovin. How did this come up in Avodah Zarah? Back in Daf Ayin, the Gemara said, what happens if the Ganovim went and stole barrels of wine? Do I have to worry about that they were Manasseh the wine? Sigmar says you don't have to worry about it for Bedisa, because Roiv Ganvi Yisrael Ninov. We don't mean Chas Hashem throughout the world. We mean in Pumbedisa, Roiv of the Ganovim were Yidden, so you don't have to worry about that they were Manasseh the wine. They got that was Daf Ayin. Ayin Amud. I'm sure you remember Mendisa, we don't have to look it up. But it's 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. And no Ganvi the Salkil of Pumbedisa, Ayin Amud Aleph. Ayin tachas ayin, 10 lines from the bottom. Gandhi the salkum to Medisa, poscha chavita too, but he opened up all of the barrels. Why did he open up the barrels? He was interested in the wine. And Marish Kai. I wanted to see the money, but Yiddish and Ganovim are cared about the wine. Amarova, Chamri Shari, my time, Ruba, Gandhi, Yisrael, Nidam. And then, of course, there's another Gemara which Barry wants to share with us. Yes.
Mos was a very wealthy city.
It was a wealthy city? Yeah. Oh, but you see, at least some parts of it were Kilkar.
Very wealthy, and it had a nice effect. It, people were.
Yes, Reb Simcha, what would you like to share with us? Yeah, you're not happy with it.
No.
Well, you are happy.
Ashba, isn't that a garbage dump?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It means the garbage dump.
He said you should. Areas.
You should rather live in the garbage dumps. So I did. I said that means like the slum areas. He should rather live in the garbage dumps of Mos Mechasya rather than living in the palaces of Pumbedisa. I know the Gemara in Chulin tells you that if you travel with a person from Pumbedisa, you're traveling on the bus, you're traveling on the train, and you're sharing thoughts and blah blah blah. As soon as you get back to your city Pumbedisa, you should immediately move to a new location, because since your fellow passenger has learned that you live in Pumbedisa, he's going to find out your address, he's going to go and burglarize your home. If the Gemara said you should move as soon as you get back from that trip, when you had somebody else from Pumbedisa, move on. Anyway, bottom line is the Pumbedisa guys were not nice guys. Don't live in Pumbedisa, rather live in the garbage dumps of Masa Mechasya. Zorki Morvaita. Tab Goldena Saria, the Masa Mechasya, Lemechel Mikutcha de Rami Kipi. I should rather eat golden asari. Now today, for us, this is a hard Gemara to understand. Literally, golden is the name of a fish. It's of course a golden fish. Saria v'stinkshine. Saria means it already has a stench. So therefore, it's already going downhill. You should rather eat that for stinking the fish from Mas Machasia rather than eating the kutach. Kutach means such a milchige dip that was very, very commonly used in the times of Chazal, very popular, yeah. The Rami Kippi, which is fully potent, it's so strong, says the Gemara, Rami Kippi, that it can go and shatter large rocks. If you put this kutach on it with like an acid, you can go, I don't know, the Gemara means it literally, but it just means to say that it's so sharp and fresh that it can go and even break through rocks. Now what's the reason why? The reason why is because golden asai in the times of Chazal was considered to be a delicacy, even though it's on its way down. Of course, all doctors and even any regular person will tell you don't eat fish that is already sour or bad, because Chas v'Shalom you're going to have afterwards a very sour or bad stomach, etc. But apparently in times of Gemara it wasn't so terrible. Maybe especially if it's a golden fish, then maybe it's certainly not so terrible. Anyway, that's better to eat than the kutcha d'rami kipi. The chori has nothing to do with masa machasya any longer. Yeah. Some of the mafarshim do want to say it has to do with masa machasya. The parshim shad is just telling you, be careful what you eat. Eat the golden asaya rather than the kutach. Now why is it better to eat the golden asaya rather than the kutach? So Rashi says that the kutach is metamtim esaleif. He brings it from the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. How is it metamtim esaleif? So today they would probably say because it clogs the arteries, because it has cholesterol, and the cholesterol goes and causes all types of problems with the arteries. And if you want to have a full dissertation about that, please speak to Dr. Dovid Diamond after the shir. He'll be able to explain to you in greater detail. So anyway, that's the first pshat in the Rashi. The second pshat in the Rashi is that gilden asaria is cheap. Kutach is very expensive. Don't go and waste your money, says Rashi. Don't spend it for frivolous items. Don't go and buy fancy schmancy caviar or fancy schmancy steaks. Rather go and buy things which are cheap, which don't cost so much, and save your money, because a penny saved is a penny earned. Anyway, Yogti Gemara Vaita. Everybody knows the expression, but not everybody's so careful about that expression. So the Gemara continues on. Roma Karni Belekoi. Roma Karni Veloim Roma Pachi. The word Karen and the word Pach are referring to, as the Gemara tells us, the various items, or I should say containers, in which they put in the shemen for purposes of the moishah, the shemen of mishcha. Karen, of course, means a horn. Pach means a pach of shemen, which means a flask or a jar, a jug of oil. Now, when they did the mishicha, says the Gemara, Rama Karni v'Rama Pachi, David Ishloim Shenimshachu v'Karen Nimshachu Malchusa. David Ishloim Melech, they were nimshach with a Karen. Karen means that the oil was in a horn, so therefore their malchus was nimshach. Show the yeush nimshach bepach, lo nimshach malchusan. I'm sorry? Yehu. Shol and Yehu. Shenimshach bepach, they didn't have the benefit of Karen, they had a pach shemen, then lo nimshach malchusan. So Pashim Shad is a Karen is much more durable. If you have a shoif that falls on the ground, it doesn't break typically. A pach, however, if it's not, you don't hold the kip, pach is usually made out of earthenware, it's made out of cheris, so you drop it, it can go and break. So this has Nimsha Machusa, and it's not Nimsha Machusa. The Bnei Yisoscha says, another pshat, listen to Bnei Yisoscha, if you look at the word Pach, Pach Pei Chof, what's the gematria? Pei Chof, Pei is 80, Chof is 20. How much is 80 and 20? 100. Roughly 100. And the word Yim Loich, Yud Mem Lamed Chof, Yud and Mem, 10 and 40 is 50. Right, 50. Yud and Mem is 50. And then you have Lamed and Chof. Lamed is 30 and Chav is 20. Is another 50. Is 100 altogether, right? Yimloich Yud is 10. Mem is 40 is 50. Lamed is 80. 30 more, 80. And then Chav is 20. Is 100. So if you use the Pach, it's Yimloich. Yimloich. Good. How much is Karen? Karen is very easy. Karen Kuf is 100. Reish is 200. It's 300. And Nun is 50. 350. Good. Now, we already had Yimloich is 100. So you don't have to go that over again. Let's go now to Li'olam Vod. Li'olam, take out the Vod. Li'olam, Lamed and Ayin, 30 and 70 is 100, right? And then Lamed and Mem, 30 and 40 is 70. So Li'olam is 170. Everybody agree? Reb Simcha, you're very good at math. So Li'olam is 170. Let's go to Vod. Vov is 6. Let's take the Dalet at the end. That's 10. And then 70 in the middle. So you have 80. How much? 170 and 80 is 250. And we had Yimloch before is 100 is 350. So therefore, if you use a Pach, which is 100, Yezoicha to Yimloch. If you do Keren, which is 350, Yezoicha to Yimloch li Oilom Vod. So he stayed in Bnei Soscha, and that's the remnant of the Gemara. Right. We learned that Amishka, the Meshuv Hashem and Amishka, and not the Kohen Gadol who is Meruba Begodim. And Rashi already told us that in the first Beis Hamikdash, all the Kohanim Gedolim were Meshuv Hashem and Amishka, but in the second Beis Hamikdash, after Yoshio HaMelech had already been Gones, the Sheikh and the Shaman, how were they anointed, or how did they install the new Kohanim Gedolim? Not through Shem and Mishka, but through Ribui Begodim, eight Begodim, as opposed to the four. So, you were about, it says in the Pasuk, Emakoin HaMashiach Yechto Li'ash Masu Am. That's what only saying the Pasuk Mashiach Yochel Melech. We just said now before that a Melech also has Mashiach. And therefore, maybe that's what we're referring to, that he brings the card in the pad. Talmaloy Mekoyin, haha, Nishka, Mashiach, it says Koyin Mashiach. If we'd only say the word Koyin, Koyin, Yochel, Meruba, Begodim, I would think even the Kahanim Gedolim in the second base of English. Talmaloy Mekoyin Mashiach. Okay. In Mashiach, would just say Mashiach, Yochel, Mashiach, Melchama. There's a famous Koyin who's called the Mashiach Melchama, who makes the announcements at the outset of battles when they go to the war front. So maybe that's the Koyin Mashiach. Tamalem v'ha Koyin ha-Mashiach. She'ena Mashiach al-Gaba v'ha Koyin ha-Mashiach. The hey, Hayidiyah comes to tell you, this is the ultimate Koyin Mashiach, but there's no Mashiach on top of him. He is the, not a Koyin Mashiach, but the Koyin Mashiach, or the Koyin Mashiach. So if you want my mashma, what's the mashma? It's Kedama Rava. Hayerach ha-Miyumenah shem-Yorech, ha-Khanam ha-Mashiach ha-Miyumenah shem-Mishuchem. What is that referring to? It says, al-Kain lo-Yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es, now the question is, which yerech do you have the isser of eating the gid hanosha? Is it the right one? Is it the left one? Says Rava, it's talking about the yerech hayum yumenis. That means the right one. How do you know? Because it says hayorech. So right goes over left. It means the special one of the Meshuchim. Who's the special one? That means the Kohen Gadol as opposed to the Meshuach Melchom. Amamas, Mashiach, Yochel Melech. Freiti Gemara, you started off, if we just say, Em HaMashiach, Yechtel Ashmasam, you leave out the word Koyin, I would have thought we're talking about a Melech. Freiti Gemara, Melech Paru Demaisi. We just finished in the Torah the whole shtickle about the par of the, I'm sorry, the par is brought by the Melech. Alright, Nachbot, so we'll actually bit me out. Okay, I'm sorry, but Rabbi said, don't jump. Amamas, Mashiach, Yochel Melech, I would think Melech. Freiti Gemara, Melech, Par hu demaisi, soir hu demaisi. How can you say that when it says in the Pasuk in Koyin Mashiach Yech Achishah, he should go and bring his par Koyin Mashiach? You're telling me that maybe Mashiach means Melech. It's clear that we're not talking about Melech because we already spoke to Nasi, and the Nasi is the Melech, like we said before yesterday. Is that he brings a soir? See, he wouldn't bring both a soir and a par. Is the Chadav Pashit even without the word Koyin, that Mashiach is, must be referring to the Koyin of Mashiach and not to the Melech. It's more interesting. So, could I come and the Maisi Yavi? Soy. I'll have him here. Yavi Par, Kamash Molan. After all, we know by the Koyin Mashiach that Din only applies when he brings a par, is only be Helen Dover and Shigas Maisa. Mashenkin Rabbi Yamelech Anasi, Shigas Maisa alone. So, if it didn't say the word Koyin, I might think that Mashiach is another reference to the Nasi. That the Nasi, when he did, or the Melech, when he did, Shigas Maisa alone, he brings the site. When he did it with Helen Dover and Shigas Meiser, he should bring a par, Kamash Malon 9, that we're talking about Taka Koyin or Mashiach, and not the Melech who was Mashiach. Amen, Mashiach, Mashiach, and Mashiach. There's no difference between Mashiach, Mashiach, and Mashiach, and the one that's the Reba Begodim, except for the par habo al kol hamitzvos. Zok yomar, masisa le kremeya, the mishnah is not like kremeya, the ira meyer, hartan you learned in the braisa. Meruba begodim may be par habo al kol hamitzvos, divra meyer. The meyer says that he in fact, even the meruba begodim, that's the kohen gadol of the second base of Midrash, he also brings the par habo al kol hamitzvos, divra meyer. Now on the surface, when you learn par habo al kol hamitzvos, it sounds like we're talking the par kohen ha-mashiach. However, we also know that the par habal kolamitzis is a reference to the par helem dovishel tzibur. While mostly, many of the Mefarshim learn Pshat in this Gemara, because after all, we're talking about the Kohen Mashiach, that this parabolic mitzvah means the par that you bring for all mitzvahs other than Avodah Zarah, and it's referring to the Kohen Gadol. However, Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns the parabolic mitzvah is referring to the par helem dover shel tzibur. Where's this Rashi? If you look at the Rashi on Yud Aleph Amid Dates. And Mishnah, Rashi on the right hand margin, where you normally find the Tosfos, middle of the Rashis. So to Rashi, Shemaru begodim einoy maybe par helem davar loy mishaloy b'loy mishel tzibur. He doesn't bring his own par. He doesn't make the par helem davar shel tzibur. So Rashi learns par both of mitzvahs is referring to not only par kamashia but also the par helem davar shel tzibur. And in fact, you have a Rashi Mitchum in the other days. Mitchum will point that out once again, that it's referring to the Par Helem Shetzibur, not necessarily to the Par Kohen Mashiach.
So we're saying that the Kohen Gadol was not the one who offered the Par, but it was a regular Kohen, or what's the upshot of this? If the when the Par Helem Dover Shetzibur was brought by the Kohen Gadol, and we're saying it wasn't brought by the Kohen, brought by Kohen Hedjot.
Go back to Parshas Vayikra. In the beginning of Parshas, not beginning, but in Perek Dal in Parshas Vayikra, it tells us about the various types of chatois. And one of the chatois, of course, is the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. What does it say about the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur? Vim Koladas Yisrael Yizgu. Tans Kla Yisrael Zid Ashogi. Vinelam Dover Meini Akol. Vi also Achaz Bikom Mitzvah Hashem Asher Lisi Yosena Vyashemu. They did a bad thing. What should they do? Some chazikner edes yedem aroy shapar. They bring the par v'shachar sapar. The heidi hakoyin hamashiach midam apar. The one that brings the dam into the bismigdish. Who is that? That's the koyin hamashiach. What does he do? Metovel hakoyin metzpoim and adam. And he has to spritz 7 times in front of the paroiches, etc. So it refers to the heidi hakoyin hamashiach midam apar. This is not talking about the har. Koyin HaMashiach, it's talking about the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying, according to Rashi, Remeir is learning that this behavior, Koyin HaMashiach, is Lav Dafka. Even a Koyin Meruva Begodim, he could also take the Dam HaPar of the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. He could be Toivel a Koyin Tzboim and Adam, and he could do the spritzing in front of the Parashat.
What's the alternative? Is a Koyin Hedjot does it? I'm saying, what's the
alternative is our Mishnah says that only a capital O for only the Koyin HaMashiach is the one that is involved in the Par HaBoal Kol HaMitzvahs and not the Koyin Gadol Merubah Begotim. Without Rashi, we would learn that this is referring to the par of the Kohen Mashiach, that only the Kohen Mashiach brings this par and not the Kohen Merubah Begotim. The way Rashi is learning is that when Klal Yisrael is bringing the par HaBoal Kol HaMitzvahs, par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, the Pasuk says, who's the one that does the spritzing of the blood? The Kohen HaMashiach. Says Rashi, who's the Kohen Mashiach? The Kohen Mashiach and not the Kohen Merubah Begodim. Says Rameir, I respectfully disagree. Even the Kohen Gadol Merubah Begodim also has the ability to be able to go and do the spritzing of the blood by the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. We haven't mentioned the word Kohen Hedjot over the last 10 minutes.
Okay, so
the Kohen Gadol Merubah Begodim or Meshuach.
Okay, so according to the opinion that they're only the Kohen Mashiach or the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur,
not that he brought it. He did the Tevilah Saddam. The one that brought it was either the Bezdin right. Or the Shvat.
Then there was no Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur after there was no longer a Kohen Meshuach.
Then he wouldn't be able to go.
No one was able to bring it then. There was no one able to bring the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur since no one was basically eligible.
That's what it would sound like.
Thank you.
Jogi Moravaita Nochamol Masilka Kamet, Yerme, Hotanya, Maruba God, maybe Parabol, committed to the man. The Chum disagreed. Those are the Chum of our mission. My time is made, the sign to send the Apostle Mashiach. Emily Mashiach, Pashem and Mishcha. Now, which Pasuk says Mashiach? Says Rashi, Behavi Akoina Mashiach. That's the last Rashi. There is no Pasuk Behavi Akoina Mashiach in the parasha of the Par Koyin HaMashiach. the pasuk behavior koyin hamashiach es adon, which we just quoted a moment ago, is in the parsha of Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. So Rashi is totally consistent with the Rashi yesterday and the Rashi today and the Rashi in the Amud Beis, which we'll see Mitzvah shortly. Anyway, it says in the pasuk, only Mashiach. I would think only Mashiach. Hashem and Mishchem Rubugam Yinayin Tamaloyim Hakoyin Hamashiach. That Hakoyin Hamashiach, although before the Gemara said that the Hey comes to tell you only and not the other, the way the Ramei is learning, Hakoyin Hamashiach comes to add additional the Hakoyin Hamashiach to add yet another layer of Koyin Gadol, the Merub God. How did you set sign our Mishnah Kirabana? Why? Because our Mishnah says that only the Koyin Meshuach is the one that would go and bring the parabol Koyin Mitzvahs and not the Merub God. Great Gemara, Eima Sefer. Let's continue on the Sefer of our Mishnah. It says, Ein Bein Koyin Mishamish LeKoyin She'Avar El Par Yom Kippur Vasiru Sefer. This is not referring anymore to the difference between the Koyin Meshuach or the Koyin Merub Begodim. Rather, it's referring to the difference between the Koyin HaMishamish and the Koyin She'Avar. Now, we already spoke about this yesterday. Bekitzer, it means, for instance, when it comes Yom Kippur, the regular Koyin Gadol, unfortunately, was sidelined because, for instance, he became a Baal Keri, or he had a temporary mum. And guess what happened? So we had to have a temporary replacement. That type of replacement works for a day, for a week, for a month. And then afterwards, we say to him, Groysi Shkoyach, that was wonderful. And he leaves the scene, and he becomes the Koyin Sha'ava. Even though he leaves the scene because of the fact that he became a Koyin Gadol, even though it was only for a day, or for a week, or for a month, he still retains many of the halachas that apply to a Koyin Gadol. The only difference between the Koyin Mishamish, the Koyin She'avar, says this price, or said our Mishnah, Ela Par Yom Kippurim Asiris or Eifa. Par Yom Kippurim is a one-time-a-year thing where the Koyin Gadol brings from his own funds a par, which he uses to be mechaper on himself and all of Echav HaKoyhanim. Who brings this par? Only the Koyin Mishamish, not the Koyin She'avar, who is the temporary Koyin Gadol, who's no longer active. As well as Sirsa Eifa, those are the daily chavitin which the Kohen Gadol brings, Machtisa Boik, Machtisa Ba'arev, only the Kohen HaMishamish, not the Kohen Shav. So Timar, that's our Mishnah. Asan L'Rameya, Rameya is the one that said that Allah. The sign we have the price. Irabai Psul the Kohen Gadol. What happens if the Kohen Gadol had a Psul? We are, and therefore we had to go and be mavir him, we had to go and set him aside temporarily. And afterwards we appointed another one as a temporary substitute. And then afterwards, Baruch Hashem, the first one was able to return to his post. Rameya says, he is indistinguishable from the regular Koyin Mishamish, except for those two exceptions that we mentioned, the Par Yom Kippur and the Chavitin. Otherwise, the two are exactly the same in all halachas, and the Gemara is going to enumerate all of those halachas shortly. That's Rameh. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Risha Chayzer Lavoi, Dasai. He's back to his old position. The Shaini and the Roy Lelikoin, God of Lelikoin Hedges. He's basically now in limbo. Why? We'll see in a moment. Omer Rabbi Yossi. The regular Koyin Gadol had a psul, and therefore the Avar, we are goyis what it says in the parentheses. The Gimel doesn't take it out entirely, it just changes the Lashon a little bit. If you want, let's look at that Lashon. Gimel. Uminu Tachtov, they appointed this person, Yosef ben Elam, to be the replacement. Going back to our Gemara, Koyin Gadol, you know why he can be a Koyin Gadol? Mishum Eva. Because the other Koyin Gadol will look at him and say, hey, just because I was sick for a day, I had carry for a day, or whatever, because of that, you took over for one day, you want to be the big shot, the gruesome macher. I'm the Koyin Gadol, not you. So it can cause Chas Hashem a lot of friction. Koyin Hedjit Mishum Malam the Koyin Gadol. Once he was Oyin Gadol, become the Koyin Gadol, we're not going to go and demote him to become a Koyin Hedjit. Anyway, so bottom line is, what do I see? Our Mishnah, when it quoted this halacha at the top of the Omid, Ein Bein Koyin Mishamish LeKoyin She'avar Ela Par Yom Kippur V'Asiris Eifa, obviously this goes according to Reb Meir, and not according to Reb Yossi, because according to Reb Yossi, the Koyin She'avar is in limbo, he's Nishtahin and Nishtaher, not a Koyin Gadol, not a Koyin Hedjit. Kum Dechois, Tzok Yimara, Reisha Banav Sefer Reb Meir. Is it possible that the ratio of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan, the Gavid Halacha that we had on the Omer Aleph, the Gavid, the difference between the Koyin Mashiach Muhammad and the Koyin Merubah Begadim, and the Sefer Paschal Karmeya? Is that possible? Now, it's not a steerer, Rabbi said, because these are two separate Machloikas. The Machloikas and the Omer Aleph had to do with the difference between the Mashiach Muhammad not Mishum Acham, the Kohen Mashiach, B'Shem Namishcha, and the Kohen Meruv Begadim, and the Omid Beis is talking about Kohen Mishamish, Kohen Shabbat, two separate Machloikas, they could be two separate Mishnayos. Nevertheless, the Gemara feels that there's some sort of incompatibility. Hey, Paschal, Ban Hira Meir. Amr Chaziyah, in Reisha, Ban Sira Meir, Nishkefela, two different Machloikas, Ban Hira Meir. Rav Yosef Amr Rebbe, Ibn Asim Lali, Ibn Tanoi. Rebbe holds, Rebbe is the one that codified, he's the author of our Mishnah, when it came to Hilchois, Koyin, Mashiach, and Parlam Dov Shaltiba and Paragoyna Mashiach, he paskin like the Rabbanan. And in the case of the Koyin Mashamish, Koyin Shaavar, he paskin like Remeyah and Nishkefelech. Rovam Reb Shimoni, Mesov like Remeyah Bechod, the Palik Lebechod. The whole mission is Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon Gerada holds like Remeyah in one halacha, and like the Rabbanan in the other halacha. There is the Reb Shimon, the same one under the Braisa. And now we're going to enumerate all the differences between a Koyin Gadol and a Koyin Hedged, as well as a Koyin Gadol, Shem, the Koyin Gadol Mishamish, the Koyin Gadol Shavar, the Koyin Meruv Begadim, and the Koyin who is Mishmashiach, Mishamah, and Mishcha, as well as the halachas that apply to a Koyin HaMashiach, meaning Mashuach Molchama. The same, we learned in the Bryce. What are the differences between a Koyin Gadol and Koyin Hedged? Number one, power Balakal Mitzvahs, that's referring to the power Helam Dovashal Sibur, as well as the power Koyin HaMashiach. The power Helam Dovashal Sibur would be once again that only the Kohen Gadol is the one that's able to do the Zrika Saddam, Hazor Saddam, and not a Kohen Hedged. Or Pari Mikipurim, that only the Kohen Gadol brings the Pari Mikipurim, not a Kohen Hedged. Basiris Eifa, that he brings it every single day, while the Kohen Hedged only brings it once in his life when he's installed. V'loi Parea, V'loi Foyreim, Avalu Poyreim Milmata, the Hedged Milmala. He's talking about Chas V'Sholem, if somebody close to him passes away, that normally, by a regular commoner, what would be the din that you would allow your hair to grow and you wouldn't cut it? And you would normally rend your garment, your tear garment. So it says about the Kohen Gadol, he's loy parei, loy farim, he doesn't let his hair grow long, and he doesn't go and cut his garment. Avol, however, he does, parim alamata, he can go and cut it from down below. In other words, he doesn't do your normal kriya like a hedyet, he does a kriya which is Malmata. Now exactly what the definition of Malmata is, we'll have a machloikis on the bottom of the Omid. Stay tuned, the Mirchim will get to it. But Hedjit Mamala, the Hedjit Weber goes and cuts his garment like, even when I say cut, it means he tears his garment like anybody else. Name is Amalek Reuven. The Kohen Gadol is Amitama to his immediate family members. However, the Kohen Hedjit is, whether he's allowed to, whether he's required to, is Machloik Reb Shmuel Reb Akiva, but bottom line is, he can Mitame to Christ. Umuzer Alabsula, only the Kohen Gadol has Vahu Isha Bsula Yikach. Only who? Only the Kohen Gadol. The also Balmanik, now let him marry, say, Basik, Almana, Grusha, Chalol, Zaynes, Eila, Yikach. This din of Almana only applies to a Kohen Gadol. Umasir is a Tzeach. If Chas V'Sholem you have a Tzeach, B'Shoigig, and the Ari Miklat, the Kohen Gadol dies, the Tzeach goes home, only the Kohen Gadol, not by the Kohen Hedjit. Makrev Oinen, and he can go and bring carbon Baninus, Vein Oichel, but he doesn't eat that carbon. Vein Chaylik, he also doesn't get a Chaylik in the carbon. All of this, by the way, this makrevoin in this week's parasha Shmini, which talks about a harna koyin, and Moshe Rabbeinu got upset at him. Anyway, I am in the psukim and the rashis that harna koyin was makrev that korban baninus. Mm-hmm. However, he didn't eat it, and that's why vinei soiraf it was burned, and Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. Why was it burnt? But good. He doesn't get a chelik in the kamaras. Makrev chelik beroish, the night of chelik beroish. On a daily basis, the koyin gadol can go and say, I want to be the makrev, even though there's, of course, every day a mishmar mit a beis av. He could say, I want to go first, and I can do the avoida first. After the divide up the day's income, if you will, from the various kabbanis, the kohen gadol can say, I want first choice. He has 8 begotten instead of 4 begotten. All the avodah Yom Kippur is only kosher with a kohen gadol, not with a kohen hedged. Upatul tumas mikri kadoshav, and he doesn't bring the haftas oil of the yard by tumas mikri kadoshav. We said before the reason is because a few days ago, because it's gadleg mishalechav, he's not in the parasha of the haftas oil of the yard because he cannot become poor. He's going to be permanently wealthy. So he doesn't bring the chatzah of the yard. Who was that, by the way? That was Reb Shimon. The Gemara is going to tell us about that in another few lines. Vekulan lehagim emru v'godim. All of the things that we enumerated, the gabe, the koyin gadol with Mashuach, b'shem, and abishcha, the same thing applies to the koyin gadol emru v'godim, chutz, the parabah, maybe I'll call it mitzvahs, and etc. Now what's the parabah, maybe I'll call it mitzvahs? It's not this Rashi yet, we're going to have it later. Parabah, maybe I'll call it mitzvahs, and that's what we're talking about until now, that the chur means the parakon of Mashiach, but Rashi learns it's also referring to the par helam dover shel tzibur. V'kulam nehagin b'mashiach she'ovar. Now, okay, so before we continue on. So this part over here, that all of the halachas that apply to a kohen gadol who's the mishuach, mishem and mishcha, all apply to Reuven Gadol except for par, who holds the way, that's the Rabbanan, and not Rameh. Because remember, Rameh said in the Yomar Aleph that the halacha applies even to a Reuven Gadol. So this part of the brayis is clear cut, like Rabbanan, not like Rameh. Now we continue on. Everything applies to not a Mashiach who is Mishamish, but also the kind of Mashiach she'ovar, chutz, v'pariyam kippurim, v'asiris o'eva. Now who holds that way? That's of course Rameir. Because Rabbi Yosi, you remember, said that the kohen she'ovar, the kohen gadol she'ovar, he is in limbo. He doesn't do anything. He's mishka kohen gadol, mishka kohen hedjit. But Rameir said he's like a kohen gadol cholover, except for these two items, the pariyam kippurim and the chavitin of every day. Oh. So anyway, from here we already see, before we finish the braisa, that this braisa, who we will identify in a moment as Reb Shimon, he holds like Reb Meir in one halacha, and he holds like the Rabbanan in the other halacha, and therefore he's also the Tana of our Mishnah, and he codifies the Rabbeinu Kodesh, codified the Mishnah like Reb Shimon, and these two halachas, one like Rabbanan, one like Reb Meir. None of these apply to Meshuch Mechama. Chutz may hey dvar mamurim bepasha. This Meshuch Mechama means the one that makes the announcements when they go out to battle. Except for the five. What are the five? Leifarea, v'leifarea, v'imitam and the kroivim, umuzal psula, v'asa be'almana. All of these five apply to the kohen mishuch mulchama, that what he doesn't allow is here to grow if chas v'shalom immediate family member pass away. V'leifarea, and he doesn't do the frima. Frima means to do the rending, the tearing of the garment. And he's not mitam and the kroivim, just like a kohen gadol. He's not let to go and marry a psula. And he's not, I'm sorry, he can only marry psula, and he's not let to marry an almana. Finally, that's really number six on the five. But the reason why he doesn't call it six, because it's a machloikis. In other words, a machloikis, whether if the kohen mishuch mechama, if he dies, do the retzeach in the ori miklat, does he go home or doesn't he go home? Oh, so this is the end of the braisa. Now we clearly said in the braisa that one halach is like Rameh, one's like the Rabbanan. And we said that this price is Reb Shimon. How do I know this price is Reb Shimon? There was no name mentioned in this price whatsoever. Who was the Tana that we had already a few days ago that said that a Kohen Gadol, as well as a Melech, on bringing a carbon oil of Yerid on Tumrik Shidashav? That was Reb Shimon. Why? For the reason that we said before, Gadlei Mishalachav, that he's always going to be wealthy, and therefore you don't bring it. Since that's what we said here in this price, that he doesn't bring to Mishka Rashav, is Simini Paskin like Reb, that this is Reb Shimon, and therefore our Misha is also Reb Shimon. Now, we said before that Reb Shimon holds like him in one halacha, he doesn't hold like him in another halacha. So again, this is the Rashi I was referring to earlier. If you look at the Rashi, Upaligalei Bechada, about 10-12 lines from the top of the Amid.
Yes, on the left side?
On the right hand side. Jacques Dor the Gemara, probably going to have it. Yeah, no problem. Was Dr. Rashi? The Ivar of Meir Savam Ruba Begodim Maybe Par Habal Kol HaMitzvahs. Now, what is the definition? Par Habal HaMitzvahs. The Haino Par Handover Shal Tzibor. It's very, very clearly. We're not talking about the Par Kohen Mashiach. We're talking about the Par Handover Shal Tzibor. Who is the one that does the Tvila and Hazoas Adam? Alles is the Kohen Mashiach. He's the one that does it, as opposed to the Meir that holds his Kohen Mashiach together with the Kohen Gadol Meruva Bikot. But we have three Rashis that are all consistent, that we talk about Parag Balkan Mitzvahs, the difference between the Kohen Mashiach and the Kohen Meruva Bikot. We're not referring to the Parag of Shal Tzibor, or I'm sorry, not the Parag Kohen Mashiach. We're either referring only to Parag of Shal Tzibor, perhaps to both, but it's not the case of the Parag of the Kohen Mashiach. Back to our Gemara, Chutz V'Hei Dvar Mamurim B'Parsha. We said that the Kohen Mishuach Melchama is similar to the Kohen Gadol in five ways. Minoan immediately, how do I know? The Tanur Ban. It says in the Pasuk, Kohen HaGadol Miyachov, Asher Yutzak Roishoy, Shemen HaMishcha, Umile Yasiyot, Lubash of the Godim, Es Roish LeYifro, Uve Godov Lo Yifraim. So that's the one. The Kohen HaGadol Miyachov is the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, it's the Kohen Gadol. Asher Yutzak Roishoy, Shemen HaMishcha. Say Mishuach, that's Mishuach. Oh, so what means Yutzak Roishoy, Shemen HaMishcha? I'm sorry. והכהן הגדול מיחב אשר יוצק על ראש השמן המשחה ומי ליסיוד ללובה של סבי גדול. So the Gemara darshan again. Kohen Gadol means Kohen Gadol. אשר יוצק על ראש השמן המשחה. Now, אשר יוצק על ראש השמן means that that's the Kohen that's משוח. והשמן המשחה זה משוח מלחמה. It's not referring to the Kohen משוח. In other words, משוח השמן המשחה. The Kohen Gadol is referring to the Kohen משוח מלחמה. But these extra words Shemin HaMishcha, because could just could have said a kind of gun the Echav Hashayutzak with Afshtein Dot and the Shemin HaMishcha. Shemin HaMishcha man means a Meshul Mechav. Umilas Yad Lubas Regadim Zemaru Begadim. Ah, so now we've identified three separate Kahanim Gedolim, not Kahanim Gedolim, three separate Kahanim in this pasuk: the Kohen Gadol Meshuach, the Shemin HaMishcha Kohen, that's Meshuach Mechama, and the Kohen Gadol Meru Begadim. Al Kulanu Oimer, about all three it says, Rosh Le'Yifrei Begadim Loi Yifrei, V'akol Nafshis Meis Le'Yifrei. So now I have the three out of the five similarities between the Meshuach Mechama to the Kahanim Gedolim. I would think that all of them can be makriv oinin. Tamaloimer ki nezer shem and mishchas alekav alav. So why? Where does this pasuk say number two? Umen amikdash lo yetsa v'lo yichal eis mikdash alekav ki nezer shem and mishchas alekav alav ani Hashem. Amikdash lo yetsa means that the kohen gadol should continue bringing kabbat. So he's makriv even if he is an oinin. However, only him, because nezer mishem mishchas alekav alav. Nobody else is supplied to, only to him. Now that the Torah has distinguished between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Meshuach Melchama, that the Kohen Gadol is Makrev Oinen and the Meshuach Melchama is not Makrev Oinen, maybe there's another dissimilarity, and that is that only the din of who Isha Mesorel Yikach is the Kohen Gadol and not Meshuach Melchama. Tam Aloyme Vihu. It says, Zihu Isha B'Sulah Yikah. What's the extra vav? Extra vav comes to add on not only the Kohen Gadol, but also the Kohen Meshuach Melcham. Good. So now, and of course, since he can only marry a Psula, he's not going to marry an Almana. So those were the five items that we enumerated on the third wide line of the Mishnah. Right? It said, Chutz Mehei Dvarim Ha'umun Meparasha, Foyreya, Foyrim, Netam Mekroivim, Muzal Psula, V'Osam Almana. All these five applies to the Meshuach Melcham as well. Says Yimara, but not everybody agrees. Kitadoi, we had a machlek tanan. Says the pasuk, who isha b'sleah yikach. Ach shechalik hakosiv riba. After the Torah was machalik and said that he is the same, the Torah was marbe, meaning the Torah was machalik legabi being makriv oynein like we had before. Kinei the shem mishchas lekav Allah Allah al chaveray. The Torah was machalik between the kohen gadol and the meshuach mechama. Now the Torah said v'hu with the extra vav to say that the din of psula and almana does apply to the kohen meshuach mechama. That's our mishnah. That's Rabbi Shmuel. That's the not the mishnah. That's the brisa of Rabbi Shimon, and that's Rabbi Shmuel. That the kivayimer only elisha over machmas kirya machmas munim minayim. I only know about a kohen gadol that he's allowed to only marry a psula. That's if he's a kohen that's mishamish, and even if he's a kohen gadol who temporarily is suspended, because for instance he is a balkeri. As balkeri, he'll be suspended for one day. The next day after he goes to the mikveh, he has erev shemesh, he'll be back in action again. So that type of kohen who is now over machmas kirya should not think on that day, oh, let me chap a rein and marry now a non-psula. No. He continues to be a full-fledged kohen gadol even though he's over machmas kirya. The machmas mum minayim. Now this mum is not talking about a mum over. It's talking about even a permanent mum. Even a permanent mum. What's halacha? How do you know that he's not allowed to go and marry an almona or a grusha or even a ba'ula? He has to marry dafke a psula, even though he's no longer an active kohen gadol because it was over machmas mumayim. Vihu. The extra vav comes to tell you not only the full-fledged active kohen gadol, but even the passive kohen gadol who was over machmas mumay. So therefore, since Rabbi Akiva uses zehu to go and add the kohen gadol machmas mumay, he doesn't have a makar for the din of meshuach mechama. That's why the Gemara said that this din of mitzuba ala psula is a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. What's your question, Barry?
I was getting confused with the Shavar, the Meshuach Mechama, and the Kohen Gadol.
So everything is now crystal clear.
You just, Rabbi Kiva is distinguishing it.
Right? Oh, so the Machloek is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. What do I do with the extra Vav of the Hu? According to Rabbi Shmuel, the extra Vav comes to be Marbe, the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, that he too is Mitzuvah only to marry a Psula. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's not true. A Meshuach Mechama can go and marry any woman. That is, anyone other than a grusha. Presumably, the almana and the psula doesn't affect him whatsoever. So why do I use the Vahu the Vav to tell you? The Kohen Gadol that was no longer Kohen Gadol, he was suspended permanently or temporarily or permanently, Machmas Kiryah, Machmas Mumai, he still has that same din. He's not allowed to go and marry anyone other than a Psula.
Yeah, the Bais again, Amana and the Psula are because you have Amana and Erisim type thing. Is that the distinction?
Yeah, you have to wait a minute until we get the Sechus Tubas. In our Gemara, we don't deal with that. Boy, Menei Rav Menei Rav Nachman. Mashiach Shin Tzareya Mau. Mahu bi almana. What about a Mashiach that is Nistareh? Nistareh means that he became a Metzayr. So now the Gemara is assuming in our case that he's going to be a permanent Metzayr. Of course, the Metzayr doesn't have to be permanent. Metzayr could lose his Tzaras Mishem next week's Pasha. So this week's Pasha, we deal with Tazri Metzayr, we deal with Metzayr at great length. A Metzayr can become Os Metzayr, but the Metzayr that we're talking about over here is that he became a permanent Metzayr, as we'll see. What's the din by such a Koy Mashiach? Ma'obalmana, can he go and marry an almana? Midchadochi, oy mifter pata. The din of that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go in almana, is this something which is a permanent thing? Or just only as long as he is an active Kohen Gadol? If you look at the Rashi, third line on the left hand margin. Mi amrinan, third line on the top of the Rashi. Mi amrinan kuhuna gedoyla midchadochi lahai mi almana. The fact that he's a Kohen Gadol that pushes him away from the almana. Oy dilma kuhuna gedoyla mifter pata lay lahai mi almana. V'chim itzterea. So the word mifter potter means that it's a temporary halacha that applies to him as long as he is an active Kohen Gadol. But once he becomes a Metzayra, in other words, he can no longer do the Avodah, so maybe now mutter be'almana. That's the mifter potter lay according to Rashi. Well, according to Midchadochi lay means that he's pushed away from almana permanently. Other Mepharshim learn it the other way around. Midchadochi means it's only pushed away as long as he's a Kohen Gadol. Mifter potter means a ptur forever. It doesn't make a difference. Bottom line, what the Gemara is asking is this din of a Kohen that he's only allowed, a Kohen Gadol, is only allowed to go and marry Psula, not marry, for instance, an almana, does this apply as a permanent thing, or only as long as he's an active Kohen Gadol? Look to Yimara, Rava asked Rav Nachman, loy hab biyate. Zimnan Abi Yosef Rav Papa becoming boyle. Sometimes Rav Papa asks this same question. Omli huna bereid Rav Nachman Rav Papa. Tanina, we learned in the Braisa. Engli ala shom machmas kiryay. Of a machmas mumen, mi nayin. How do I know that the halacha of the who, Isha b'saleh yikach, would apply not only to an active Kohen, but even to a Kohen Godwin, unfortunately became a bal mumen, he's no longer active. Rashi learned it means a permanent type of mum. To ain't a choiz lavidosei. How do I know? So I see from this that even a permanent bal mum kohen gadol, he's never ever going to do the avodah again in his life. Zero. Gunish. Chemi. The who? He can only marry a psula. So the same thing applies to the Metzayra. That even if he's also pushed away forever. Good, fine. So therefore he remains in his high status of being Kohen Gadol forever and ever and ever. He's not allowed to marry anyone other than a psula. And therefore come Nashke Bereshe. The puppy gave a kiss to Hunabar Rav Nachman on his head, like his forehead. Viovli Brate, and ultimately decided to go and take him for his daughter. He saw, he knows Besechtas Hoyrius. He learns in the cockpit together with the pilot. Therefore, he took him as his Aydin at some time in the future.
Tzoras being permanent, it seems to be not consistent with what we learn in the Torah. Tzoras is something which can be cured, a permanent Tzorah.
And mum can also normally be cured. So here, like our Gemara is not talking about mum oiver, it's talking about mum kavua. The Gemara is also about Tzoras kavua. The Gemara is telling us this.
Tzoras kavua is a.
He's a Metzayra, never goes. And Metzayra, by Gechazi and the three sons, we don't find that they ever lost a Tzaras. They were outside the Yerushalayim.
But they never gave up public. It feels like Tzaras is something that it's...
You can do tshuva and you can go
exactly,
and grab.
Okay. Exactly. Tzaras feels like, no matter what, it's never a reversible life sentence. It always feels like there has to be somebody loses a limb, it's, mechusar eiver.
I do not disagree with you. What the Gemara is saying that madach, just like the mum, and the mum that we're talking about is not a kiryah dikah thing. Right. The Gemara is trying to distinguish between a temporary and a permanent. Right. Therefore, kiryah is temporary, a day, or two, whatever, right. He became tameh. Mashenkein, the Gabi din of a mum, this could be permanent. So how do you know, even by a permanent thing, that the Kohen Gadol is no longer working, no longer active? So now the Gemara is saying, what about it, Mitzayda? See, if the Tzaras Taka goes away, then it's like, oh, it's a Kiryai, so Chornishka Grois Akashin. But even if the Mitzayda is a permanent Mitzayda, then he's like a permanent mum, and the din of a who continues to apply. Zok the Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Poyim Melmata Behedjit Melmal. Even though we said before that a Kohen Gadol is Einoi Foyrim the Einoi Pereya, what's the Lashon HaPasuk we had before? We had the Pasuk before. But Kohen Gadol Hashiyutza Karosh Shem Ishcha Mila Yishad Hashmivas Vgadim Esroish Ola Yifra Uvgad of Lo Yifraim. So Parshim Shat Lo Yifraim means he doesn't touch his garments, he doesn't tear them here, there, or anywhere. Zero. Gunish. However, Amrisha tells us he is Poyrim, but he's Poyrim in a different way. Kohen Gadol Poyrim Umat. He does it from the bottom, and the Hedjit does it Milmala from the top. We'll explain in the Gemara what that means, bottom and top, in a moment. Vayter Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinin. Kohen Gadol continues to bring carbon, even though he's an Oinin, because the pasuk says Minimikresh Lo Yetze Vlo Oichel. However, he cannot eat, because he just talks about bringing the carbon. It doesn't talk about eating the carbon. He can't eat. The Hedjit Lo Makriv Lo Oichel. A Kohen Hedjit has to leave the Beis Midrash. He can't be Makriv, and he cannot eat. So, Gemara Omer Rav. We said in the Mishnah, Poyrim Lamata. Lamata means Lamata Mamish. Lamala, lamala, mamish. When it says the Gemara mamish, think of the garments that they used to wear in the good old days. They didn't wear business suits, but they used to wear like long togas, similar to a woman's dress. And so therefore the Gemara is telling us is that the kriya that the Kohen Gadol did was lamata all the way in the bottom. He tore it bottoms up. The bottom, like tearing the bottom of the dress all the way in the bottom. While the mala means the mala mamish, like you normally tear chas v'shalom on a mess from the top of the beged. Sofa means, if you think of a polo shirt, right, or a t-shirt that has around it a at the top, or many people wear these fancy undershirts, not the undershirts that have the two straps, but a more complete undershirt.
A crew neck.
Oh, everybody knows a crew neck. Shine. So around the crew neck you have such a safa, like a border. The border makes sure that it stays in place, it doesn't tear. So now when it comes to chas v'shalom, the mass of the mess. So when we say lamala v'kam safa, it means that you have to go and cut through that border, through that crew neck, and never tear it. Masha'enke, when you're talking about lamata, it means that you only start your tear from below that crew neck, from the top, from that round part of the top, and you only cut it below that. Ah, and that's how the Kohen Gadol does it.
This ring on the top.
Yeah, but don't do it on yourself, because I hope you never have to chas v'shalom. Yeah, I understand. Good. It says that any other mess other than the father or mother, you can go and cut either from the top or from the bottom. It can be rot mavdil kami sofa shaloi, rot eina mavdil kami sofa shaloi. Oval imoi mavdil. Ah, zok yimara. Kivin debi alma havikera. Since we're saying that other than father and mother, you can go and tear through the sofa, underneath the sofa, top of the sofa. It doesn't make a difference. Rot mavdil sofa, eina mavdil sofa. It all works. It's a good kriya. It's a kriya kam begadav leyivrim. How are you allowing, according to Shmuel, that the Kohen Gadol should go and tear Lamata minasafa, that is considered to be a kosher kriya by regular hedyoitim that are chaser, hedyoitois that are going and be kriya for their own parents, not for their parents, but for other mason. Says Shmuel, like Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this brice that we just learned now. And he says, if a person goes and does a kriya and he doesn't go and cut through that top safa, that's just nonsense. Says gunish. A kriya has to be through the safa. And since it has to be through the safa, Zok Shmuel, that's by a regular guy. Mashenka, we got the Kohen Gadol. He can go and do it below the safa, below that crew neck, below that border. And that would be kosher. Thank you, my misled Rabbi Yehuda, kriya b'kohen gadol. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even hold of the din of kriya b'kohen gadol. What time you learn that b'risa? Even nema roish lo yifra uveged lo yifraim. That it says roishoy lo yifra and says lo yifraim. But it could have said roish instead of roishoy. How you see? I mean, I would have talking about b'roish uveged shol soita kachmedar. Because in parashas nasoy, there it says that chas v'shalom. If you have a soita, then the kohen has to go and undo the braids over here, and he has to go and cut through the baguette, etc. So I might have think that that's what we're talking about, that the Kohen Gadol pasnish, the Kohen Gadol should be roish lo yivra, baguette lo yivra. Tamalei, that's roishoy lo yivra, uvigadav lo yivraim. Aha, she'enu b'priya frima kalikar, he should stay away for priya frima, not only by the soita, but also specifically and particularly legabe vishta, by the mason. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Oh, so what does Reb Yehuda say? Nishdor ka priya frima zero, kalikar zero. Mashenken our Mishnah, which did allow for a prima milmata. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, ain't a poem gederach shemiyoda. Poem elu milmata, like we just said. Ah, So now I have a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says I hold like Reb Yehuda, and therefore I hold, says Shmuel, that you can go and do lamata mina safa. Then why did he say I hold like Reb Yehuda? Because Reb Yehuda is the one that said that by a normal kriya, a normal person who's kareya, if you do lamata mina safa, that's stiffless, that's nonsense. So therefore the only real proper way to be kareya would be through the safa. Ah, that's why Shmuel says that's by a regular guy, but by Kohen Gadol we're going to do it lamata mina safa. What are you talking about? Reb Yehuda holds that you don't do anything lamata lamala zero gunish. So Shmuel says, "What can Reb Yehuda bechada or paligle bechada?" He holds like Reb Yehuda in one respect, that Reb Yehuda says everything has to do with safa, and he disagrees with him in the other respect, because he holds by Kohen Gadol you do a kriya, but you don't do a kriya. Lamala, you do a kriya lamata mina safa. You have to thank Hashem. Kechem chayim kulchem ayoyim. Next, we continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody.